Public health nurses from Finnish Student Health Service, also called as FSHS. And I'm Päivi Raittinen.
Yes, and hello, my name is Reetta-Mari Haikonen. I am also public health nurse here.
And first, we would like to show you one video. Can you put it on, or should we start it from here?
Yes, you can start your presentation.
Okay. It's here, just a minute. Then
share. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yes, we see.
Okay, yes, great.
I think you have to share the voice, the noise, like the sound as well.
Uh-huh.
So there is a, where was it? There was a way to, like advanced sharing options or something. Can you find like for somewhere from the share screen? Okay. There should be a way to
here
share a sound separately, or maybe it is from.
I see only the stop share button.
Okay. Is there maybe if you click the microphone, then is there a specific button there?
Just a minute. Here, maybe. I can see that kind of button.
I can also share the video for you if you would
maybe
like to.
It's better that way.
Sure. just wait a minute. I will open the link. Can you see the video now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I will now try to find that. Right. It was actually on the, there was a more, three dots on the right corner, so there was share sound. So maybe
now. Welcome all new higher education students, and congratulations on behalf of the FSHS on being accepted. In this presentation, I'll briefly explain what kinds of student healthcare services the FSHS provides, and how to use these services and where to find more information about them. You're now starting a new phase in many ways. You may have moved to a new town and perhaps to your own first home. Your social circles will change and you'll have many things to learn in your studies. In this new situation, it's important to take good care of yourself and your ability to study. We at the FSHS can support your health and well-being throughout your studies. Let's start with the right to use FSHS services. You have the right to use FSHS services if you're studying for a bachelor's or master's degree in Finland and have registered as an attending student. The FSHS does not charge for appointments or services, although you will be charged for missed appointments that you haven't cancelled. The higher education healthcare fee that students pay to Kela covers all FSHS services. Remember that it's up to you to pay the healthcare fee to Kela. You can read more about the healthcare fee and its payment schedule on Kela's website. The FSHS provides general, oral, and mental health services and looks after well-being in student communities nationwide. Our general health services cover primary health care and medical care, including examinations. Our healthcare services cover the monitoring and promotion of individual health, well-being, and ability to study. You can book appointments with professionals, such as a public health nurse, general practitioner, and physiotherapist. If you have mental health problems or are finding it hard to cope, you can book an appointment with a mental health professional. We also arrange peer support groups and treatment groups to improve mental health. You can talk about attending such groups when you create your treatment plan with a healthcare professional. Oral health services include oral health checkups and examinations, as well as appointments with a dentist and oral hygienist. Did you know that remote counseling is now available for oral health? You can access counseling for things such as gum disease, tooth decay, nutrition, fear of treatment, or quitting smoking or using snus. The FSHS carries out study community work to promote your well-being and ability to study. Study community work is carried out together with students, institutions of higher education, student associations, and other organizations. The main purpose of study community work is to promote the health of all students and to prevent problems. In this context, you'll meet us at many student events online and on campuses during the academic year. This diagram briefly describes using our services. Your need for treatment will be assessed before booking an appointment. A healthcare professional will discuss with you to assess your need for treatment and its level of urgency and provide you with self-care instructions. To have your treatment needs assessed, contact us in self-chat or by calling one of our nationwide service numbers. After the assessment, you'll be referred to our digital clinic or to your healthcare team's service unit. The FSHS arranges local services in nearly all study towns. This map shows our service units covering 45 locations. Your primary FSHS service unit is the one in the town where you're studying. The FSHS has 23 of its own service units. In smaller towns, we arrange healthcare services via our partners. The service units operated by our partners are only for the students in higher education studying in these towns. You'll find the contact details of all service units on the FSHS website. The FSHS has also widened its range of remote services. There are now plenty of digital and remote services available. Digital and remote services include online doctor services, remote appointments, prescription renewals, sexual health services, and guidance services covering travel health, oral health, and health promotion. Our digital services can be found in the SELF online service. In SELF, you can book appointments, use chat services, manage your data, and complete health questionnaires. Accessing remote appointments also takes place in SELF. You can log on to SELF via the FSHS website securely with your online banking ID or mobile ID. This means your details will always be safe with us. Check out the instructions for using SELF on the FSHS website. The FSHS website also contains plenty of information about our services and how to use them. We also regularly post news and information bulletins online. If you have health worries, check out the FSHS Health Information Resource, which contains a large number of articles on student health. We also provide health support on social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. We wish you every success in your student life.
Okay. It says that the it was very quiet video. Did you hear it? Great. Okay, now we have time for some questions if you have something to ask. There is one thing we would like to tell you about the services. if the student is abroad, other than temporarily or occasionally, we cannot implement the provision of a remote service for a reason related to the validity of the patient insurance. That's why if you are abroad for a longer time, you should contact the local health services. But when the student returns to Finland, he or she can continue the services at us. Okay.
Yes. A couple of questions.
Yeah. So since I study in Jyväskylä University, I cannot use the services in Helsinki. If you are staying in Helsinki, if you your address is in Helsinki, and you need to see someone, the doctor or the nurse, live, so the remote service is not available, then you can have the service in Helsinki unit. Yeah.
But if we can handle your thing, like video appointment, so then we book time to here in Jyväskylä. But all about we can do here, we can do with video appointment, so then we book that time to Helsinki.
Yes, and then there is another question. When I pay Kela with a wire transfer, mm-hmm. how does it know that it will be me that paid it? Okay.
Kela maybe.
Question. Yeah. I don't know the exact answer about that.
I think Kela handled that, but
yeah.
I don't know. Does they inform?
Yeah.
About that?
That's the question you can ask from Kela. I think they know it better.
Or Kela website, maybe you find the answer there. But we don't know about that. Sorry.
Okay, and then there is one question. What's the name of the mobile app?
It's self.
Yeah. You can check it from the FSHS website. There is all the information. I think you can find it by writing FSHS self. Okay, then there is another question for the payment. A colleague made payment on my behalf. How do I know it has been received? I think that also should be asked straight from the Kela. Yeah, we don't have anything to do with these fees. Kela handles it, everything.
Payment, yeah.
Yeah, the payments, yeah. And then how, okay. How long do I have to wait if I want to have a dental checkup? It depends if there is some symptoms, for example, pain or something, then you get it quicker. But if you want just a basic checkup, it can take for a while. And you can call to the dental health service number. If we do not have a bank account yet, bank security, yeah. How do we log onto the FSHS website? Make an appointment. Good answer, good question. Then you should first call to the service number and tell about this. And they or we here in Jyväskylä can make a call sign code for you, so you can sign in without bank account.
You get like PIN code, which helping you, and you can log in then.
Okay. If I take ill today, for instance, what's the process to go through to visit the hospital? Which hospital? If you have something acute, that should be checked in the same day or maybe in the next day, then it is the päivystys in Jyväskylä.
Yeah, emergency.
Emergency, yes.
Or your own health center.
Yes, this depends on where the students live, right? So yeah. They have to, most of the time it's something that you have to like report to the central hospital or Nova Hospital, which is the central hospital in central Finland. And you can visit there by just calling them and then making an appointment if you have something that you need to take care of like immediately today.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. And here is the number you can call if you want to call to the Nova Hospital. It's 116-117. Okay. In regards to Kela, maybe there's a reference number that they give you to identify your account. Is this an answer to a question earlier? Okay. I don't know what is a PCR test.
It's related to the coronavirus, right? I think.
Oh, okay then. So we don't take corona tests here in FSHS. Then you should call to the local health services. In Jyväskylä, of course, Jyväskylä services, there is a number when you can call in that case. Okay, there is some discussion about this wire transfer. Okay. And then there is question, does FSHS also have dermatologist? Yeah, we don't have the dermatologist here in Jyväskylä, but you can use his or her services as a remote service. First, you should contact to the service number and our doctor makes...
I don't know what is in English.
Okay. Yeah, just a minute. Well, our doctor sends you to the dermatologist remote service then. Name of the, okay, there it is, Nova Central Hospital. Thank you. There is question, what would be covered by Kela and what would be covered under private insurance? For example, if injury happens in campus, is it Kela that we go through if an ambulance is required, is there a cost? Yeah, there is some cost if an ambulance is required. And if you have this any insurance, private insurance, you should check what it covers and maybe contact the private doctor's appointment. It's also a possibility. It appears the Self app is not on Apple Store. Okay, might be so.
Yeah, different name.
Yeah. Did you check the FSHS website if there is something about the app? Okay. I think there is no Self app since Google. Okay. Oh, yeah, it might be web-based, not an app. Okay. And about the healthcare fee, it's around 35 euros for this autumn and another 35 maybe in the springtime. Okay.